from Anshe Spar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of Parshat Balak, the source of wealth. This week's Parsha, Bilam is forced to bless the Jews instead of cursing the Jews. And of course, the most famous blessing, Tovu Lech Yaakov, Yishvotecha Yisrael, how goodly your tents, O Israel, your dwellings, habitations, Israel. And it goes on to say that these tents are like Nechalim Nitayu, they're like planted streams. They are like Alim Natashem, either like tents that are planted, or they are like the Ohel, the certain spice or that has been planted, the tree has been planted. But in any event, the homes of Israel, the institutions of Israel, the Beit HaMikdash, the Beit HaMedrash, these are indeed places of goodness and glory for the Jewish people. So the Torah more, that Spanish, Portuguese, North African commentator, of Abraham Savang, he says, Matov Olach Yaakov, in B'zor HaBachah, B'yisrael L'Yisrael, B'vinyam Beit HaMikdashim. Here with this statement, we have a prediction of the building of the houses of worship. O'alecha is in plural. There will be houses of worship, first base of Mikdash, second base of Mikdash, which is, of course, good and bad. Of course, be typical of Bilam to tell us some bad news. And that's why it says, Matov O'alecha Yaakov, B'sibad Beit HaMikdash, Yesh kol ha-tovot, v'konim ha-tov, ha-tapul ha-tzadikim. Because of the Beit HaMikdash, the Ohel, your tent, the beautiful tent of Israel, which is the holy temple, or the holy tabernacle, matov, so good. Everything about it is good. Because all the goodness that we get, we acquire through, because of the Beit HaMikdash, all that goodness that's coming to the righteous in the end of times. The true reward is not in this world, but in the next world. All comes through the Beis HaMikdash. Through what? Through the Shechina, the divine presence that's there, and the Korbanos, the beautiful sacrifices, offerings, prayers, tefillos that are offered from the Beis HaMikdash, from the Holy Temple in Jerusalem. So I was thinking, Beis HaMikdash as the source of all good things. All good things. You have a Gemara in Yuma, Chaval from Beis, and also Mamates from Beis. But the Gemara says that Amrav Oshia, Bishar Shabana Shalom Beis HaMikdash, Solomon built the Beis HaMikdash, Holy Temple. Nata Bom, Komi Nimigoti. Beautiful, delicious treats of what? Shel Zahav. Golden trees. Vayu Motim Porotayim. They gave forth fruits at their time. And when the wind blew, they fell off the tree, and he quotes the Pasuk in Tehillim 72, Ayaz Kalbanon, Puryo, the fruits of temple, which is white, whitens our sins like Lebanon, which Lavan's white. It had, he had special, Yirash Kalbanon, Puryo, its fruits. When the Gentiles came, it all dried up. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu atid lachzira, going to bring it back. Paroch tifrach v'tagel af gilad v'ranan kvod almanon nitan la. So he says, no, one day it'll flourish, it'll come back. In fact, the Marsha points out that there's a nice pasuk in Divrei Yamim, Deuteronomy 2, chapter 3, verse 6, that what? That he covered all of the bayit, or the whole house was covered with zahav, and what else? Zahav, zahav, parvayam. Read it a certain way, piryom. There was a gold of, not parvayam, like something, special type of gold or something, rather, piryam, they had fruits. So there's maybe an allusion to it in that verse. The notion of great wealth in the Beis HaMikdash, there's an idea that Rabbi Seva Makom, there's a place of Ashirus, there's no anius. You can't bring flimsy vessels in the Beis HaMikdash because you have to, it's a Makom Ashirus, it's a place of great wealth. Hod v'adal v'fanav, the great splendor in the Beis HaMikdash. It's a place of great grandeur and splendor. The in fact, in Isaiah, in many places, it mentions how there'll be such amazing things. In the end of the days, there'll be beautiful things that will adorn places of the Mikdash. Or if you look here in Isaiah chapter 60, of course, very famous for that. All the glory of the Lebanon will come to you as it came in the time of Solomon. All the beautiful cedars and cypresses of Lebanon, the fire to make the place of the Beis Hamikdash so adorned, the place where God has resting stool should be honored, and everyone will come there, and they'll be so happy to come there. Instead of copper, there'll be gold. There'll be silver, and they'll just be, and everything will be beautiful, and the sun will be shining. It'll be so beautiful and so amazing. Of course, most of all, the kulam tzadikim, everyone will be righteous. That itself is so amazing. There's also a medrash, and something says over there follows that one day, what do I have it here? One day, the Beis Hamikdash is such a place where it brings such glory to the nations. On Sukkot, for instance, we bring 70 cows to pray for the 70 nations, and then the rain comes on behalf of the whole world, and all the fruits and all the good things that come to the nations of the world, it all comes from this Beis Hamikdash. So the Jews turn to God and turn to the Beis Hamikdash, turn to the Goyim, to the nations of the world, and they say, how could you hate us so much? Do you know what we do for you? It's amazing what we do for you. It's so amazing, and you still hate us. It's unbelievable. It's ridiculous. This is an outrage. The Jewish people pray for the whole world because God brings food and brings rain for the nations of the world. Therefore, for the Jews, the world gets rain for everybody. For the righteous, they get rain, and the unrighteous get rain too. So everybody should be happy with the Beis Hamikdash, with the Holy Temple in Jerusalem. In other words, what we say, the Holy Temple in Jerusalem is a place of Tov. All goodness, it all comes through Hashem, and it all comes through the Divine Presence, and it all comes through our prayers, and it all comes through our service and our worship. Therefore, it all comes through the Beis Hamikdash. And therefore, Matov Olach Yaakov, how much goodness is the tent of Jacob, all the goodness of the world, it all comes through those prayers. What did the Torah more say? The Sibas Beit HaMikdash, because of the Holy Temple, Yeshem Kol HaTov, you have all the goodness. Hatzafun Tzadik, which generally should be just for the righteous. Sibas HaShchinah recommends, because of the Divine Presence, which when there's Divine Presence, there's grace and glory, and the Kavanos and all the offerings and service that we do there, the worship, this brings great things. We have to remember that all of our worship, everything we do, the Torah and the mitzvot, everything, it's all for good. Sometimes bad things happen, we can't explain. But it's all for good. We believe that everything is for the good. The Beis Hamikdash is there to help us. And the metaphor, so to speak, of this Gemara and Yuma, that one day there'll be like gold coming from the trees. And what it means is that all the things we pray for, you know, we pray for wealth and health, it's all going to come right off the tree. Maybe it'll be easy to get. The most easy thing to get is not wheat. Difficult. You have to grind it and all that. But fruit, you just pluck it off. The wealth will just be there because God will bless us so. But first, we have to be worthy to have a Beis HaMikdash, worthy to unite the Jewish people together, unite the world together to worship God. Then there'll be gold on the trees. The Beis HaMikdash, that devotion to God will bring us all tremendous blessing, and we'll be blessed with wonderful things. Bloom and I were blessed today with the engagement of our son, Tani. We wish them Mazel Tov, and to the family, the Shapiro family, wish them Mazel Tov as well. Mazel Tov to Tani and Sarah, and all of us, all the Jewish people, should be Matovu Lachikov, should be only goodness. Only goodness and mercy should pursue all of us, all the days of our lives, and let us say, Amen. Thank you for joining us here at the Anshei Sefarad Beth Lamed Congregation for our discussion of the holiday, Parsha, and join us each week for our discussions. And thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.